ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवदिनेष्टगी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 9 मदर यशोदा बाइंड्स लॉर्ड कृष्ण टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 एंड 14। न चान्तरं बहिर्यस्य ओके सो वी हैव ओनली 14 हियर सो विल रीड सेट 14 एंड 13 विल ट्रांसलेशन। तम मत्वामजम् अव्यक्तम् मर्त्यालिङ्गमधोक्षजम् गोपिकोलुकले दाम्ना बबन्धा प्रकृतं यथा तं मत्वामजम् अव्यक्तं मर्त्यालिङ्गमधोक्षजम् गोपी को आख उखले दामना बबंधा प्राकृतम यथा ना नॉट च ऑल्सो अंतः इंटीरियर ना नॉर बहि एक्सटीरियर यस्या हूज ना नीदर पूर्वं बिगनिंग ना नो अपि इंडीड च ऑल्सो अपरं एंड पूर्व अपरं the beginning and the end bahi cha anta the external and the internal jagata of the whole cosmic manifestation ya one who is jagachaya and who is everything in creation in total तम हिम मत्वा कंसिडरिंग आत्मजम हरोम सन avyaktam, the unmanifested, martalingam, appearing as a human being, adhokshajam, beyond sense perception, gopika, mother Yashoda, ulukhale, to the grinding mortar, damna, by a rope, babandha, bound, prakritam, yatha, as done to a common human child. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning and no end, no exterior and no interior, no front and no rear. In other words, He is all pervading because He is not under the influence of the element of time. For Him, there is no difference between past, present and future. He exists in His own transcendental form at all times, being absolute beyond relativity. He is free from distinction between cause and effect. Although He is the cause and effect of everything, although He is the cause and effect of everything, that unmanifested person who is beyond the perception of the senses had now appeared as a human child. And Mother Yashoda, considering Him her own ordinary child, bound Him with the wooden mortar with a rope. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 10.12, Krishna is described as the Supreme Brahman. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. The word Brahma means the greatest. Krishna is the greater than the greatest, being unlimited and all-pervading. How can it be possible for the all-pervading to be measured or bound? Then again, Krishna is the time factor. Therefore, He is all-pervading not only in space but also in time. We have measurements of time, but although we are limited by past, present and future, for Krishna these do not exist. Every individual person can be measured, but Krishna has already shown that although he also is an individual, the entire cosmic manifestation is within His mouth. All these points considered, Krishna cannot be measured. How then did Yashoda want to measure Him and bind Him? We must conclude that this took place simply on the platform of pure devotional, pure transcendental love. This was the only cause. Advaita machuttam anadim anantarupam adyam purana purusham navayovanam cha vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhaktau govindam adipurusham amaham bhajami. Brahma Sanhita 533. Everything is one because Krishna is the supreme cause of everything. Krishna cannot be measured or calculated by Vedic knowledge. Vedeshu durlabham. He is available only to devotees. Adurlabham atma bhakto. Devotees can handle Him because they act on the basis of loving service. Bhaktya mama bijanati यावान यस्यास्मि तत्वतः. Thus Mother Yasoda wanted to bind him. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुत पादकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय. वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पदितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So here we are reading very, very intimate and very interesting, very amazing, bewildering pastimes of Lord Krishna as a baby boy in the courtyard, in the home of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. This whole chapter is Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. And it is said in the purport and the translation as well that nobody can bind Krishna. He is immeasurable, aparimeya. We cannot measure him. We cannot estimate his position, his strength, his capabilities, his opulences, because they are full and complete. Parashar Muni mentioned 6 opulences of Lord Krishna. Aishwarya, Samagrasya, Virya, Shashriya. So he is all famous, all riches, all strength, all wisdom, all strength, all renunciation. I may have missed one or two. So, and they, all these 6 opulences are in Krishna in full. It's not that he has 5 opulences and in 6th one he is second. No, he is first in all. If we find any person having all these 6 opulences in full, then we can consider him God, Godhead. That's one thing. Antar bahi avasthitam, Krishna is within, without, Krishna inside, outside. Queen Kunti in her prayers, she also mentioned, she started her prayers when we all know Canto 1 of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Canto 1 starts with the questions of the sages, then divinity and divine service, and then scheduled incarnations of Lord Krishna. All these 3 chapters, they are pretty much answering the 6 questions by the sages. And the questions were like, what is the best for all humanity? Essence of all religious scriptures, why Krishna took or appeared in the womb of Devaki, and how Krishna incarnates his incarnations, what connection Krishna has with the material world, how he interacts. So many questions. 88,000 rishis they got together in Naimisharanya near Lucknow, capital of UP, and they were headed by Shaunaka Rishi, and there was Suta Goswami. And Shaunaka Rishi asked Suta Goswami, "You were present when Parikshit Maharaj was cursed." And Shukdev Goswami spoke the whole essence of scriptures in terms of Bhagavatam. "Could you please ascertain what is the duty, how people, because we have been performing these fire sacrifices for thousands of years and we could not ascertain what can be done for the upcoming age of Kali, which is age of quarrel, hypocrisy, jealousy, anger, deceit, all vices in Kali Yuga. How can we counter? As far as we are concerned, we are together here, but we are concerned about the masses. Manda sumanda matyo, manda bhagya, they will be quarrelsome, less intelligent. Alpayusha, small age. How?" Then Suta Goswami, if we want to summarize the answer of all these six questions in three verses, what could be those verses? Anyone? The answer of these six questions have been summarized in three verses. Number one, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 6. Very famous verse, Prabhupada quoted it thousands of times. Savaya punsa paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje ahatuki apratihata yayat masu prasidati. The best occupational duty is that by which, or which can awaken in our hearts, ahatuki apratihata. Ahatuki means no cause, no purpose behind it. Just Krishna, bhakti for him, adokshaja, because there's word here, adokshajam, tam matvatmajam, vyaktam, avyaktam, martyalingam, adokshajam. So Krishna is adokshajam. Ahatuki apratihata. Apratihata means never stopped, never checked by any material condition. I may be old, I may be young, I may be at job, grahe dhako, vane dhako, sadahari bore dhako. You can be at home, you can be at your job, you can be vanprastha, you can be sannyas. Whatever you are, never check, no disease, no money, nothing. Krishna has made it very, very simple for everyone. Ahatuki apratihata yajatma suprasidati. So this is, Prabhupada mentioned, this is the test of a religion, test of a process, test of a path, test of a faith, whatever we want to follow, test of a religion, test of the duties, that whatever we do at the end of the day, if we do not have aroused in our heart bhakti for adokshajam beyond ourselves, if that doesn't happen, forget about it. It may be whatever it is. Because Prabhupada was asked several times by the people in the West, "Swamiji, you are Hindu, you came from India, India is poor, India is under British rule," or not at that time, but of course it was. "And why you have come here?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes." In England he was asked actually by a reporter. And he said, reporter said, "Swamiji, why you have come? We have Christianity, we have churches, we are nice people. Why you want to teach us, convert us?" Prabhupada said, "You Britishers, you ruled India for close to 500, 600 years and you looted India, everything. All jewels, all the temples, all the gold, everything you just looted like anything and brought to here, England. But one thing most valuable, which you didn't bring with you, that was the spiritual consciousness of India, Krishna consciousness of India. Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. You forget to bring that. And I have come here to bring that thing for you, to give that to you. Most precious thing. Savam Pumsa Paro Dharmo. And the second verse could be about incarnations. That is the Paribhash Sutra of Srimad Bhagavatam. The whole Bhagavatam can be defined by just one verse. That verse is the Paribhash Sutra. It's like the definitive verse, the definition of Bhagavatam. Ete chamsa kalapumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. So Krishna has many incarnations, but krishnastu bhagavan, when you come as a Krishna, you are coming yourself. You are not avatar, you are avatari. You are descending yourself. You are not expanding yourself as Krishna. You are Krishna, you are full Godhead coming down. And then the sixth question of the sages was, what happened to the religious principles after Krishna left this world, this Mrityu Loka? So the answer to that was, Krishna Swadha Mopagate. Krishna went his own abode. Dharma Jnana Divisa. With all the principles of religion and all the knowledge, spiritual transcendental knowledge, they disappeared with him. Dharma Jnana Divisa. Kalau Nashta Dashameshe. And keeping in view the upcoming age of Kali Yuga, very bad, very tough. Puranar ko dhunodhita. Krishna has established or manifested himself in Srimad Bhagavatam Purana. So if we want to associate with Krishna, here's a Bhagavat Purana. And we are actually associating with Krishna right away. Krishna is non-different from his name, non-different from his words, non-different from Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So these are the transcendental. And Queen Kunti, because we were talking about that, the first three chapters, questions by the sages, divinity and divine service, and then scheduled incarnation of Krishna. Then the fourth chapter starts with appearance of Narada, then glorification of Bhagavatam by Narada, and then conversation between whom? Sixth chapter, conversation between Narada and Vyasdeva. Vyasdeva was confused after writing all the Vedic scriptures. He was depressed. And he was depressed, his guru came. Who was guru? Narada Muni. He came. And what he said? Yes. You are sad? You are depressed? You are morose? Yes, you must be. Why you must be like that? Because you have done Jugupsitam. Great offense. Great disservice you have done. Why? I am sitting here writing all the Vedic literature. Charu Veda. And now I am depressed. And you are saying, okay, yeah, that's right, you must be. Why? Because you have Traguniya Veshya Veda Nistraguniya Bhavarjuna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentioned that these three modes of material nature are the subject matter of Vedas. Vedasya sarver ame vedo. From Vedic literature, I must be known. Krishna is saying Bhagavad Gita. And what you have done? You have engaged all these people in karma kanda. You will do this, you will get this. You will do this, you will get this. But Krishna mentioned Bhagavad Gita. Antavattu phalam tesham. All these demigods, you worship them. They will come after a certain point. No matter who the hell you are, you may be the demon. worst demon of the whole world, whole universe. But he must come and give you benedictions. That's, but those benedictions, they do not go beyond this material world. That's the problem. Antavattu phalam tesham. Whatever benediction they will give you, money, beautiful wife, beautiful husband, job, nice children, nice parents, grant, you know, education, beauty. You can get anything from these demigods by worshipping demigods. But they cannot get out of you this material world. Only Mukunda, Mukti, Data is Mukunda, Krishna. Only he can get out of this world. So now you must glorify him. So then Vyasadeva started writing the essence, this Bhagavata Purana. So then things started tracking backwards, because these are the six chapters of first canto of Bhagavatam. Then the discussion came back to now, because Bhagavatam was spoken by Shukdev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. But how did that happen? That question was raised. Why the king was cursed? How that happened? So then, to bring that point, Shukdev Goswami started off, son of Drona punished. Why he was punished? Seventh chapter. He was punished because he did a heinous crime. Even Duryodhana did not approve killing the five sons of Draupadi. He didn't like it. He killed them. Then, when Arjuna chased him, he released Brahmastra on Arjuna. Then Krishna said to Arjuna, you also use Brahmastra. Then he counters Brahmastra. So Arjuna retracted his Brahmastra, but Ashwatthama didn't know how to do it. He said, okay, better now I divert it to the last year of the whole Pandav dynasty, Kuru dynasty, Parikshit Swami, Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, in the womb of Uttara. He diverted that. So son of Drona punished, but then in a chapter, Uttara came running to Krishna, 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 Mahabhava. You know, you are safe, you save me, I am burning. Because, oh, then Arjuna, okay, it's because that son of a Brahmana, Ashwatthama, released that Brahmastra towards you to kill your womb. And Krishna, okay, don't worry, I will save. Krishna entered the womb of Uttara and saved Parikshit Maharaj by a thumb-like size. He was entered the womb of Uttara, and Parikshit Maharaj saw him right away. Because in the womb of the mother, child is most conscious. Child is in full understanding of his position. He knows I am suffering. He knows I have committed mistakes. That's why I have entered into the womb of a mother. He knows. And that is why reciting Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavad Gita, watching Krishna's pastimes on TV, if you want to watch TV, or chanting Hare Krishna mantra, because only then the child in the womb can get peaceful. Otherwise he is bitten by the worms near around him. He is very restless, very much suffering. Only chanting can bring him some peace, some happiness, some solace. So then, Queen Kunti, when she saw all of this, she said, Namaste Purusham Tvadyam, Ishvara Prakate Param, Alakshya Sarbhutanam, Antar Bahi Avasidam, Nachantar Na Bahirasya, Nachantar Na Bahirasya, Na In Inside, not outside. So this is what Queen Kunti also said in her prayers. And then Bhishma Pitamah, he passed away in the presence of Lord Krishna, chapter 9. Then chapter 10, Krishna is leaving Hastinapur. Chapter 11, Krishna arriving Dwarka. Chapter 12, birth of Maharishi. Chapter 13, Dhritarashtra retires. Chapter 14, Pandavas, no, Krishna left the world, then 15th, Pandava retires. So this is the, like, you know, intermediate circumstances, like how son of Drona punished and all that, and then Krishna went to Dwarka, and then started next chapter, that now people began leaving. So first Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, they left. Vidura left. Then Krishna left. Then Pandavas left. So this is Bhagavatam, this summary. It's very, very amazing. It's a so much night. And now here, in this verse, the pastime, Namamishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam Yashoda Bhiyoluka Ladavamanam. So, Namamishwaram, I, Satyavrata Muni, is saying, who authored these prayers, and Sanatana Goswami also described a lot of, he wrote, I forget the name of the book, but he wrote that, describing the second verse of this prayer by Satyavrata Muni regarding the pastimes of Lord Krishna, because Krishna, very mischievous, he was standing on the wooden grinding mortar, inverted, and he was standing on it and stealing the butter pot, or rather broken it. So then Mother Yashoda bhi yoluga la dhava dhava man. So he's like, she's running after, and Krishna is fear personified, satanka netram, atank, terrorized. I remember my mother used to beat me, because in older days, children used to be beaten. Nowadays, this is a thing like, you know, don't beat, is abuse, it's like that. But in older days, we used to get beaten by everything, you know. They are slapping and like that. Because that's the way we used to correct back then. Now the days are gone, you are all nice. You are young here, they are fortunate not to get beaten. Or rather, unfortunate not to get beaten. But we got beaten by mom. My mom used to beat me like anything. Slight mistake, beaten. So Mother Yashoda took a stick, and then after Krishna, and Krishna is running. And Mother Yashoda, because Krishna is very small baby, he can run faster than Mother Yashoda. Because Yashoda, she is a heavy body. And then she ran with greater dhruta, more speed, higher speed than Krishna, caught him. And now stick. And Krishna's eyes are very, very fearful, full of fear. Satanka netram. His netra, his eyes are just like, oh, Ma is coming, Yashoda Ma is coming. So very fearful. So, and looking at these pastimes, or the whole Vrajmanam, the whole Vrajmandal, all the devotees, they are just full of ecstasy, full of just thinking what Krishna is doing. And Mother Yashoda, at one point she stopped. I don't want to terrorize my child also. Because sometimes parents, they beat children for correction, but not to hurt their feelings, not to make them perverted, or not to make them fearful always. My father used to beat me, and he would make a face like this, and would bring on my back, and bring with a force, but then stop at the back, and then push a little bit. Symbolic beating. So, very nice. I still remember. So, my father used to beat me with, my mother was a little harsh. She used to beat me fit, you know, like a painful beating. My father was, so that I would not commit that mistake again. Because in those days, you have to do so many household chores in your home. No servants concept, and no washing machine, and no nothing. No refrigerator even. So you have to do everything as a family together. And you have certain things to do. If you don't do, you got beaten. If you don't study, you got beaten. If you play too long with your friends, you are beaten. That's how you get correction. I wish that would happen even today. I mean, because that would have fixed a lot of things, because I know, like many parents, they come to me. They say, sir, when I call them that your son is not attending classes and he is very regular, they come and see me. They bring the boy. Boy is standing here. Father is sitting here. Mother is sitting here. Sir, he is not listening us. सुनता नहीं है. आप इसकी पिटाई भी कर दो, कोई चिंता नहीं है. डोंट वरी इफ यू बीट हिम एज ए प्रोफेसर, नो वरीज, वी विल नॉट मेक एनी केस अगेंस्ट यू, जस्ट बीट हिम. आई सेड बिकॉज इट्स टू लेट टू बीट हिम, यू डिड एन अर्ली मिस्टेक बाय नॉट बीटिंग हिम राइट इन द बिगिनिंग व्हेन ही वाज नॉटी और नॉट स्टडीइंग वेल. यू ऑलरेडी डिड दैट मिस्टेक, सो नाउ इफ आई बीट दैट विल काउंटर प्रोडक्टिव. It happens. So parents, Mother Yashoda is trying to correct Krishna's behavior. You have so many cows, you have so much milk, you have so much butter in your own home. Why you are going to other homes? So much insult we are facing every day. Gopis are coming, Yashoda, your son did this, Yashoda, your son did this. I am very ashamed of you. So Yashoda is very much bothered by Krishna all the time. So but by these pastimes, they are annoyed, but at the same time they are enjoying it. This is Krishna. He is doing pastimes, Mother Yashoda is beating, because the goal was, with this whole Leela, the idea was that Krishna wanted to protect the desire of his pure devotee when he cursed the son of Kubera, sons of Kubera, that you become tree in the court of Nanda Maharaj. But then they asked forgiveness. Then Narad Muni said, okay, when Lord Krishna will be playing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, then Lord Krishna, you will see, you will have darshan of Lord Krishna. So that's what has happened, that Lord Krishna had a plan. Mother bound, when she was trying to bind him with the ropes, नमस्ते स्तुधामने सूरदीप्ति धामने. सो शी इज ट्राइंग टू बाइंड कृष्णा विद द रोप एंड कृष्णा लाइक दिस वर्स सेइंग, इट्स इम्पॉसिबल टू कैच कृष्णा, इट्स इम्पॉसिबल टू बाइंड कृष्णा, बिकॉज ही हैज नो एक्सटीरियर, नो इंटीरियर, नो फ्रंट, नो रियर. एंड इवन दो मदर यशोदा 2-3 days बैक only Krishna showed the whole universe in his own little mouth to Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda saw that, almost fainted, that something happened here. At some point she realized that he is Param Brahma, because Arjuna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 12, after the Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita was mentioned by Krishna himself, then Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. So Krishna is, Prabhupada is saying in the Prabhupada, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. So what Krishna is saying, that Arjuna is saying to Krishna after listening Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita 10.8 to 10.11, in 10.12 Arjuna agreed, you are the greatest. Asita Devala Vyasa, they have mentioned several times in the scriptures, and now you yourself is telling me, describing yourself about you. What could be better than this? Krishna is speaking about himself directly, Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita. Then in Chatushloki Bhagavatam, same thing, Ahamevasam Mevagre Nanyat सत असत परम पश्चाद हम एतच्या यो वशिष्यति सो अस्मि हम. व्हेन देयर वाज नथिंग आई वाज देयर, अहम एवासम एवाग्रे, वॉट एवर इटर्नल, वॉट एवर टेम्पररी, इज ऑल इट मैनिफेस्टेड आफ्टर मी. व्हेन एवरीथिंग विल फिनिश्ड एंड एनिहिलेटेड, सो वशिष्यति सो अस्मि हम, आई विल बी लेफ्ट बैक. When everything is finished, merge into my body. So Krishna is speaking himself about his own position. And here, with this pastime, Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna and rope is always two fingers short. It's so bewildering. She will get more rope, will bind, tie again, make knots, tie to Krishna. Not enough. Because Krishna's energies, parasya shakti vivite yasuryate swabhaviki jnana bala kriya. Krishna's energies are there always around him, and they do not allow anything which is not correct or which is not like Krishna. Nobody can bind him. And Mother Yashoda, why she is able to bind him? Because they say here, Prabhupada mentioned the purport, bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yashyasmi tatvata. Only my devotee can know me in full. Only devotees. Krishna cannot be bind. Krishna cannot be bound by anything. He cannot be caught like Bil Mangal Thakur. He has wife. He had a wife. But still, he started visiting a prostitute. And one day during a storm, he took a ride on the corpse, floating corpse in the river. Under the storm, he went to Chintamani. And Chintamani, when he saw, oh my God, such a big storm, and you are still here. If you had this much love for Krishna, your life had been successful. Why you are after me so much? She became like a Shiksha Guru. And then Bil Mangal Thakur left. He started walking towards Vrindavan. And on the way, he saw somebody, and still he had this hallucination hangover of Chintamani. He saw one lady, and thinking, then he asked, I want to be with you. But she was married, and her husband, because he was atithi, he was guest. He said, okay, what can you do? You have to offer yourself to the guest, atithi devo bhava. But when she got all dressed up, and husband left her in the room with Bil Mangal Thakur, Bil Mangal Thakur thought, Akthu on my life. I am so degraded, rascal, idiot, that I am asking this. These people are so nice. And what heinous thing I was going to do. Mother, do you have hairpins? She said, yeah, I have hairpins. Give me those. But what would you do with the hairpins? Please, mother, give me that. He took those pins and pierced his both eyes. He said, these lust is entering from these eyes. I don't want these eyes. He pierced them right away. And then he started towards Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, he was asking where to go. Where is Vrindavan? How can I go to Vrindavan? How can I reach Vrindavan? And he's just walking towards Vrindavan, asking people. Sometimes people will leave him here to there, here to there. When he reached there, nobody to take care of him. And then Krishna came to serve his devotee. He was a good person, but the bad association caused him this thing. And then now, Krishna came, will come every day, give him milk, give him this, give him this. And one day he thought, oh, who is this person? Then he caught hand of Krishna. There is Krishna, I don't want to leave him. And he said, you're trying to get rid of me? Krishna, I know. You cannot get out of my heart. I'm holding you in my heart. You are so merciful. You can get out of my clutches, my hand. But you cannot get out of my heart. That's how Bil Mangal Thakur captured Krishna in his heart. That's how Mother Yashoda, she is fully dedicated, pure devotee, and always thinking of Krishna. That's how Krishna surrenders. That's how Krishna can be bound by the ropes. Power of love. Power of loving devotional service. Power of purity only and only Krishna in our thoughts, in our actions, then we become eligible. First we Gopi Bhartu Das Kamalyo Das Das Anudas. We have to serve the devotees, start from there. And then by service our heart became cleansed from the desires only through service. Cleaning of heart can be done only by serving Vaishnavas, only through devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So any questions or comments or anything which I did not say right? Senior Vaishnavas are sitting here, junior Vaishnavas are sitting here. They can correct me if I said anything not correct. So, just dekhna honga. Prabhuji here. Hare Krishna. You can ask as it is. Very good question. The question I am repeating again. Krishna is cause of all causes, but there are so many other causes in between, intermediate cause, ultimate cause, like that. Because under within the conversation between, when Parikshit Maharaj in 16th chapter met Kali, age of Kali, so the Kali personified was breaking the legs of a bull. And the bull was left with one leg only. And the mother cow, she approached. So there was a conversation between them that I can see your plight. So causes. Ishvara Parma Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karan Karanam. He is cause of all causes. But there are so many intermediate causes. And how to handle those things sometimes. For example, a person on the street, he just slaps me, or dog comes and bites me, or a monkey comes and takes my this glasses. So now monkey is the cause of my glasses to be taken away and I cannot see anything anymore. So I have to get another pair of glasses. He is the cause of this problem, monkey, at the moment. But the ultimate cause is Krishna, who arranged that monkey to take my glasses. So Prabhupada said, thief, he went to the temple. Oh Lord Krishna, I am going to go tonight stealing things from the houses of the people. Please help me, God. And on the other hand, the householder, he is also praying, standing beside the thief. Oh Krishna, protect us, our home, our family from the thieves. And Krishna is perplexed. Listen, this thief or to this householder. So these things are very intricate, very complicated. How to reconcile all of that? How to understand this whole complicated action and reaction, action and reactions, causes and like my father is my cause and his father was his cause, and his father was ultimate cause of everything is Krishna. That also came in the verse. Very good question. So ultimately, we have to face the intermediate cause. We have to mitigate, adjust. Like Prabhupada, he was trying to open Juhu temple, trying to get the land from Juhu temple, for Juhu temple. And there was a person, the owner, he caused so many problems. So he became intermediate cause of not giving that land to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada tried, Giriraj Maharaj tried so many methods, so many things. So Prabhupada would do every single thing to make things happen in propagation of Krishna consciousness. But then, at the end of the day, he would reconcile, saying that Krishna is the ultimate cause. So we make effort to mitigate the intermediate causes and miseries, but we have to adjust our consciousness in such a way that we are not bewildered by this. At the end of the day, many times we try things, mitigate intermediate causes, three efforts only. We try to do things one time, didn't happen. Second time, didn't happen. Third time, didn't happen. Then we have to pray to Krishna, Krishna, I have tried enough to mitigate these miseries coming from the dahik, devik, bhautik, my own body, mind and other living entities and natural calamities, or janamatu, jaravyadi, all these pains, miseries I am going through. I am trying to mitigate. I am trying not to be old. I am trying to get rid of disease. I am trying to adjust the social relationships. But they are all causing me pain, problem, because that's the material world. But I am dependent on you. Every day, our 16 round chanting in the morning is for what? Main thing is, we learn how to tolerate these miseries of the material existence. This is the tolerance, is the main thing, tolerance of the behaviors, tolerance of the natural calamities, tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. We have to tolerate this and all these intermediate causes and depend on Krishna. Krishna, you are the ultimate cause. You have arranged this devotee, this person, this boss for me to correct my behavior. I have to change. They have been sent by you to fix me. Simple thing. They have been arranged by you, that's the ultimate cause. But at the same time, we have to be requesting, we have to be always humble, tranapad abhi suni chena. We have to be nice to all, that's our interaction. But other than that, nothing happens, a blade of grass cannot move without the will of Krishna. That's why he is the ultimate cause, and we have to keep that always in our heart. But act appropriately as per scriptural injunctions, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, fix ourselves, behave nicely. Still things doesn't go away, or things doesn't adjust, or that cause still remains. Krishna is the ultimate cause. Sarva karan karanam. Thank you very much. Any other? Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Krishna
comes here to establish dharma. He comes to establish dharma and protect his devotees.
Oh, okay, protect, yeah.
Yeah, but in the beginning of your lecture, you say when Krishna left, he took dharma with him.
Yes.
So,
yes, good question. Good question.
How do you understand? Because he left Bhagavatam with us, so that's how we should understand.
So the question is, when Krishna left, I said, dharma, jnana, adi, bhisa, all spiritual transcendental knowledge and all the religious principles went to with him. But he said that I got established myself in Puranargo in the Bhagavad Purana. So Bhagavad Purana and Bhagavad Gita are very non-different. Bhagavad Gita is like a jnana, and Bhagavatam is like a vijnana. So it's applied knowledge, and that's a pure knowledge. Like a pure science, physics, chemistry, math. And applied science, like a civil engineer, mechanical engineer, they're applied. Applied science means engineers, and pure science means physics, chemistry, math. So it's like both things are hand in hand. So it's the same. So Krishna, we have to take reference of the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Very, very good question. Krishna, on the other hand, he has six opulences, and one of the opulences is that he is renounced. He is not attached. Na mam karmani limpante na karma phale spriha. So I am not bound by the activities, and I have no phale spriha. I have no desire to get this or to get that. But Krishna, for the pleasure of his associate gopis and devotees, he used to do these pastimes for their pleasure, not for his pleasure. Of course, that's what the problem was. When Radharani was serving Krishna, Krishna thought, she is getting more enjoyment than me. If I become Radha, then I will get the same enjoyment what she is getting. When he was thinking like that, he is black, Radharani is golden, and he became body of Krishna, but not Krishna anymore, the golden form, thinking of Krishna, and in mentality, in consciousness, Radharani, and body of Krishna, and turned golden. That's the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's how Krishna wanted to relish the mellow loving exchanges between Radha and Krishna and gopis. So that's what the 10th canto is. Very tough, very difficult to understand. We are just our blunt, common, sensual people. We can't understand these transcendental things, but your question is very good. We have to understand by Prabhupada's purport that Krishna is beyond our senses. And Krishna, when he does Leela with the gopis, he's not. One time he left. It happened in the Leela. He left and gopis were just like, oh, where Krishna? Where is Krishna? To increase their hankering, sometimes he leaves. He left Vrindavan, went to Dwarka, returned, but they suffered. Gopis, they were in Viraha. Because in separation, love is even more. Dharma is the occupational duty, is like I mentioned 126 Bhagavatam, Savai Punsa Paro Dharma. So we have to follow Paro Dharma, the Dharma which is beyond bodily concept of life. Prabhupada, when he went to the Western countries, preached Krishna consciousness to the whole world, he was giving Paro Dharma. People were engaged in their Swadharma, like somebody's policeman, somebody's professor, somebody's labor. They were doing their own duties as their ashrama. But Prabhupada gave them beyond Varanashrama, which is Parodharma, which is how to connect to the Supreme Lord, how to engage in His service. So if we are on the bodily platform, I am Hindu, you are Muslim, let's fight. Then we are on the bodily platform. Prabhupada gave us, Bhagavatam gave us, there is no Hindu word in Bhagavatam, because it's not for Hindus. Hindu word came into picture only when the Muslim invaders came from Middle East, they crossed Sindhu, they called Hindu, people who live across Sindhu are Hindu. What is our religion? What is our dharma? Varnashram dharma. Maybe whatever, maybe Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or maybe four varna, kshatriya, ashram, brahmacharya, agrastha, vanprastha, sannyas. So whatever ashram, whatever varna we have, using that, being on that platform, we have to go above that platform, engage in service of Krishna, that's paro dharma. That is the highest occupational duty. By doing that, by engaging in that duty, we become purified, or sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, get free from all designations. Tatparatya nanirmalam, then you become purified. Why purified? Why paramansa? Is because I am not discriminating based on bodily platforms. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. Tatparatya nanirmalam. Rishikesha, Rishikesha, engage your senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesha. Then, sevanam bhakti, then you are fully situated in Krishna consciousness. Yes, Prabhu. Any? Yeah, it's hard to follow Atithi Devo Bhava. That was said, as an example, that there are people like that, like when Ramanujacharya went to see his lady disciple, she was having no clothes even. She was so poor. Then Ramanujacharya, he gave his own body, a cloth, upper cloth, through the window. Then she put on, and then she wanted to serve Guru Maharaj. So she went to the shop of the Baniya, and then she said, oh, you always wanted to unite with me, and I want, today my Guru Maharaj is at home, so please give me, in the evening I will come to you. You give me everything I need for my Guru Maharaj. She said, she promised, and she got everything, and she served Guru Maharaj nicely. Guru Maharaj left. In the evening she went to the Baniya and said, okay, what can I do now, because I wanted to serve my Guru Maharaj. So Baniya said, oh God, you have such a great love for your Guru, and I am so fallen that I am trying to exploit you. He also gave up that idea, said, no, Mataji, I was mistaken, thank you. So the point is, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, laws of God, we have to love God, we have to follow the rules and regulations. If we do not follow rules and regulations, ekant ki harir bhakti utpataya agalpate, will cause disturbance in the society, in ISKCON society, outside ISKCON society, everywhere. So better we follow. That would be one extreme if we are not that advanced. Need not to. Because we have to follow our level. Like Arjuna was not following his level. He was Kshatriya. He didn't want to follow his level of fighting. He wanted to come down of that level. He said, no. Be at your level. You are Kshatriya, fight. I'm not asking to become Brahmana, okay? Don't act like a Brahmana, because that's not your level. Same way, Dhruva Maharaj, when he was, mother said, no, you can't sit on the lap of your father. So he was Kshatriya, he was angry. Narad Muni said, oh, become Brahmana, don't be angry, you are a small boy. He said, no, I have to take revenge. So Narad Muni preached Brahman philosophy to Dhruva Maharaj, but he didn't accept. That's the nature. So dharma, nature, and adjustments have to be made. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram. Srila Prabhupada.